Bez Hashem continues Shmir Saloshin Shar Hatvuna Perik Beis Shin 132. Continues the Chavetz Chaim to discuss this topic of Ma'amunasa Shil Odom Baidim Azeh Yasa Atzma Ki'ilim. What is a person's job in this world to focus on? Yasa Atzma Ki'ilim. We said, make yourself like a mute. Make yourself like a mute. That you can't speak. And I want to tell you something. I had to be somewhere. I had to have a conversation with someone. And I was repeating those words in my head throughout the conversation. Because we had learned yesterday that a person can't just say, okay, you know, I worked on this trait, this midah, this attribute for a few months, which is an amazing thing. Amazing thing. For a few years, it has to be every single day of his life. Every single day of his life. That's what we learned yesterday. And as I'm having this conversation with this person, and the person is talking, and I'm just saying to myself, Ma'unasoy shel odom boilam azeh, yaseh atzmai ki'ilim. What is a person's craft, his job, his profession in this world? Make yourself like a mute. Like you cannot talk. And certain times, I was successful. Not even all the time. Because if I did respond to some things the person said, it didn't go well. And I had to say to myself again, Now the person didn't hear me, because I'm playing that record in my head. The record, hey, I like that, right? Okay, what's a record? Okay. I'm playing the recording in my head. But that's what we have to do. But we have to do, as the Chafetz Chaim said, on a regular basis, when we're not just in the Nisayon, because that's what he told us a couple days ago, that if you're just going to try to apply it at that moment, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Now he tells us as follows. When a person wants to fast, he wants to accept the fast upon himself, that he shouldn't eat any food. Shadam writes Lisnadiv Bitainis. He says, don't do it. It's better that he accepts a fast from speech, that he won't speak. A tainis dibur. You know, many years ago when I was in yeshiva, I said good morning to someone in yeshiva. And he looks at me, you know, he nods his head, but he doesn't respond. You know, but he's friendly, he responds back like with a nod. And then he's trying to like explain something to you. I didn't know what he was. I just said good morning. You know, getting my food, he's getting his food. And we're going to sit down on the table. All of a sudden he writes down on the napkin, speak fast. I said, good morning. I said, good morning? Say it faster. Then I realize what's going on here. I realize he's Israeli, and he's telling me he has a tainis dibur. He has a fast speak, but he wrote it backwards. So he wrote speak fast. It's a speak fast. It's a speech fast. That's what I realized was going on. He's having it. I mean, he could have wrote tainis dibur. I would have understood that also. But he wrote it in English. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us. He's telling us over here, before a person accepts upon himself a fast, not to eat food, which will get him headaches, he'll be weak, he won't concentrate when this is davening and is learning, and this interaction, he's going to get edgy with people. It's usually yotzeh schar b'seidah. Unless it's the tiniest that we are obligated to fast, we should not generally speaking, we should not be adding fast upon ourselves, that we should not be eating food. The Chafetz Chaim is telling us, you know what's better than that? A tiniest dibur. Toiv yoyse shekabel of atainis min adibur, mima shekabel of min achila. Better to accept atainis from speaking as opposed to atainis from eating. Now, even, I'll tell you like this, even when it comes from the atainis of dibur, you have to be careful, because if you're going to offend people that you're not talking to them, you have to know if you're accepting atainis dibur, you have to make sure you're in the proper place and time that it's appropriate. Don't go to a chasna and have atainis dibur. and everyone's talking to you, and you pull out your sign, speak fast. That's not the time and place for it. Everything has to be done with chochmah, with seichel. And not just your own chochmah and seichel, but go to a chochmah. As we said, the Chavetz Chaim tells us that when a person has a tainus machila, he weakens his body, he becomes more agitated, he can't do his avodas Hashem properly. When a person has a tainus dibur, it's a whole different story. He can still physically do his work, mentally do his work. His avodas Hashem. He can still interact with people properly. He's not going to be agitated because he's eating food. The body needs food. Your body needs food. There's another type of tainus arrival, which we discussed, that when you are eating food and you're eating a delicious piece of steak, and it's almost a 9 days, so you can still use that mashal with a steak, and you have one more piece to eat, and you push it aside. Especially if you went out and you paid for it at a restaurant, when every bite is like $7.50. And you decide, I'm going to use a tainus arrival approach. I want to eat that piece of steak, and I'm going to push it aside. I'm not going to eat it. After you tasted how delicious every other piece was, you're holding yourself back. You're controlling yourself. And that's such a key, to work on controlling yourselves. Before we do anything, though, whether it's a tainus dibur, whether it's a tainus arrived, and especially do not accept real fast of not eating food. In any one of the cases, in anything, always seek proper hadracha from a Talmud Chacham of what to do and what not to do.